أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with our look at Kaaba Corner.
Today we will look at Surah number 106, which is Suratul Quraysh. The Prophet ﷺ belonged to the tribe of Quraysh. They were honored amongst the Arabs, for they were the custodians and the guardians of the Kaaba. This surah shares a subtle relationship with Suratul Fil, and that is why traditionally the two are recited together as one. Now the word Quraysh comes from Taqarrush, which means to gather dispersed people from different places, or a people who work hard, that means they're constantly trading. The destruction of the army of Abraha meant that their trade caravans continued, their status was raised, and the hearts of people around them softened, just as Prophet Ibrahim had prayed for. And the surah is concerned with the state of the people of Quraysh, as though the protection that came to them grew out of the uniting and joining together of their hearts for the purpose of enabling them to become content and reconciled amongst themselves. And as an answer to the dua of Ibrahim, the focus of the surah is the divine protection and sustenance for the custodians of the Kaaba. So let's look at the first ayah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Li'ilafi Quraysh. For the protection of the Quraysh. Now let me paraphrase this. He did this to Abraha and his forces. That means Allah destroyed Abraha and his forces so the Quraysh could gain safe passage and feel secure. Ilaf comes from ulfa, which means affection. Allafa is to cause love to happen over time. We find it in Surah Al-Imran where Allah says, فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Ilaf means to cause affection immediately. So their hearts should become affectionate towards divinity immediately, having seen the abundance of rahmah, the protection, the safety and the honour given to them because of their guardianship of Baytullah, the Kaaba. And then Allah continues, إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. Their safety, their secure passage in their winter and their summer trading caravans. The second ilaf here is an emphasis of the first to draw attention to the protection of their trade. Rihla is a journey where you travel with merchandise. So outwardly, they practiced constant movement. They traveled during the winter and summer seasons. In the winter, they headed south to Yemen, and in the summer, they traveled north to Syria. Winter and summer represent the dual aspects of life. On a daily level, night and day were created for us so that we may sleep peacefully at night and work during the day. Thus we as human beings can function, fluctuating constantly between two levels, between opposites. And then Allah says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So let them worship the Rabb of this house. The event of the elephant in Surat al-Fil brought about the destruction of Abraha's army and established the Rabb of the house as Allah, focusing the attention of the custodians of the Kaaba to enslave themselves to divinity. So in other words, they should worship the Lord of this house, for he was the one who created the mutual friendship, the ilaf, made it possible for the tribes and clans to live in peace with each other. Allah is basically telling them, if you wish to continue this friendship between yourselves, examine the historic roots. Discover how he solidified your bond. So the loud and clear message is, you should worship the Lord of this house, make every effort to preserve its sanctity, for he is the one who established security for you and provides you with sustenance. Ubudiyya literally means to declare independence from everyone and attach oneself only to him. And finally, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. The Rabb of this house is the one who feeds them against hunger and gives them security from fear. They were granted prosperity and protection by divinity despite living in a valley which was barren, had no security. It alludes to the answer to the dua of Prophet Ibrahim. From Surah Ibrahim, ayah 37, رَبَّنَا عَيْنِي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْءٍ. عند بيتك الحرمي ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تحوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. Our Lord, I have settled part of my descendants in a barren valley by your sacred house, our Rabb, that they may keep up salah. So make the hearts of some people inclined towards them and provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. When Prophet Ibrahim migrated from the Mediterranean region's green pastures to one of the earth's most arid and desolate place, this was his du'a. Mecca became the center of monotheism and gradually a thriving and flourishing city. Despite being located in an arid and desolate place with only a limited water supply, it now had the Zamzam spring and 30 water wells in its vicinity. His other dua, which is in Ayah 35, where he said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ حَذَا الْبَلَدَ عَامِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ And نعبد الأصنام, my Rabb, make the city secure. Save me and my sons from worshipping idols. The three principles from the Dua of Ibrahim are critical for a society to flourish. They're all interconnected. He prayed for the three P's, a prophet, protection and prosperity. In other words, guidance, security and sustenance. So this surah sets up the context for discussing who provides the necessary sustenance and security so people can engage in trade, all of which is a prelude for other phases of advancement in this barren land. The migration of Prophet Ibrahim to Mecca made it a focal point that was unimaginable at that time. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah could have had his house built in a land with green pastures, in forests or at the shore next to developed cities, or with blocks of emeralds and rubies, of gems so brilliant that they would attract people from miles away. And everyone would rush towards it for good fortune as an object of spectacle. But instead, he willed it to have built it in a barren desert with black rocks and in the simplest of forms. Prophet Ibrahim established monotheism in one of the world's most backward, dispossessed and deprived parts. Yet over time, it continued to flourish and became the world's most dominant civilization. However, 5 or 6 centuries later, the tide of progress changed and the Muslim world became complacent and backward. The surah is testament at what faith can make flourish. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to look at the Kaaba within all of us and make it flourish with guidance, peace and sustenance. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.